He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this December the 6th. We have got ourselves a convoy. We've got a full-blown rally taking place in the market here this morning after a blowout jobs numbers. No better way to describe it. And that's pushing the Dow up right now almost 300 points. We're up 277 points, which is a flat 1% to the upside. We're at 27,955. The S&P is up 0.9%. It's up 26 points to 3,144. The NASDAQ up 0.9%. It is up 79 points to 8,649. Who knows? Maybe we see NASDAQ 9,000 before year end. Russell 2000 up 19 points this morning. It's at 1,634. Crude oil continues to rally here. Several reasons. I think probably OPEC cutting back the spigot and continuing their agreement to not open up the spigot anytime soon is helping. And also pretty strong economy here in the U.S. Crude oil up $1.11 this morning, 2%, $59.54. Gold not doing so well, down $18 per ounce this morning. That's a 1.2% drop. And that puts an ounce of gold today at $1,465. Just in time for Christmas, $1,465 per ounce. And the bond market is selling off a little bit today. You've got the 10-year up 5 basis points to 1.85%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I've got bond fund manager Paul Carlson on with us here during the first half of the show. Paul, blowout jobs number today. Good for the stock market, not so good for the bond market, however.
You're still hanging up at the high.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not getting too worried. Every sell-off in the bond market has been a buying opportunity. The actual numbers, I was shocked when I heard the numbers because, you know, on Wednesday we had the ADP, which is the private sector, and it was really weak. It was 88,000. It was very anemic.
And when they announced today, ADP can be somewhat unreliable.
I guess so, because, I mean, look at the difference between Wednesday till today. I was shocked when I heard the number at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning. 266,000 jobs added, and the unemployment rate drops to 3.5%. And, of course, the expectations were for 186,000, so the actual number beat the consensus by 80,000 jobs, which is quite a blowout report. And you have the unemployment rate going down another 10 basis points. One basis point is at 10 basis points to, from 3.6 to 3.5. And the broader UK, or U6 unemployment rate, these are the underemployed, it fell to 6.9% from 7%. So, and average hourly earnings were up 0.2%. So it was just blowout numbers across the board.
50-year low, I think, on the unemployment
rate. Holy cow, 50-year low. Man, yep. I'm telling you. Well, anyways, that is driving the market higher here. I don't think we'll get a rate cut in December. And that probably is what the bond market is saying here. Now, here's what Jim Cramer says over on CNBC. love Trump or hate him, these are the best jobs numbers of our lives, says CNBC's Jim Cramer. I don't see inflation. I don't see recession. Well, Jim, I agree with you. I don't see inflation and I don't see recession out there, which continues to be a very bullish circumstance for not only the stock market but also the bond market. How about these pundits out there telling me to sell this week and then buy back and then sell this week and buy back and reacting to every little bit of news that comes and goes? Well, it makes for good TV, I guess. I mean, if you came on every day and said, I'm bullish for the last 10-plus years, like I have, makes for boring radio, doesn't it, Paul?
But boring but profitable.
Boring but profitable, and I can say, you know what? I've been right. You might want to listen to a guy who's been right, not a guy who scares you to buy his newsletter every few weeks with some kind of doomsday headline. Global shares, I don't know what they're doing now, but before the report, they were up pretty good. Hong Kong was up 1%. China up 0.4%. Yesterday was very quiet in the market. I sent out a tweet about 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I said, I think the market's waiting for the jobs report tomorrow. Bill was right again. We had just a little bit of an upward tick in our assets under management yesterday. We're having a good follow through here today. But yesterday was a very, very quiet day. The jobs report comes out 12 times per year, non-farm payrolls, once a month. And it is probably one of the most watched indicators of all. And, of course, going forward at some time, the jobs picture will not always be this rosy. There will be a time in the future where we start to see weakness coming in. That will be one of the signals that we're starting to head into recession. We've had a lot of people crying wolf over the last several years. They've been wrong, and the bulls have been right. My next story is for Minnesota, okay? This is just for my Minnesota folks. Duluth Holdings. I like their commercials, okay? They have some pretty humorous commercials. Duluth Holdings up 39% after an earnings smasher.
Wow.
They make underwear, you know, and things like this. And they had an earnings smasher over at Duluth.
D-L-T-H.
And, of course, Duluth is Bob Dylan comes from that little neck of the woods there. Actually, Duluth kind of gave up most of its gains, but it's still having a pretty good day. Another thing that's helped the jobs numbers was all the GM people coming back to work. You got to take that into account. But even when you take that into account, it was still a blowout number. In the meantime, we go across the pond to Germany. And they continued to have growth fears, reviving worries about its economic growth outlook. Germany's industrial output dropped again in October, tumbling 5.3%. Of course, you know, Germany relies on industrial output. It's down 5.3% from the same month in 2018. And I will say one thing. Christine Lagarde took over for the previous ECB guy, whose name escapes my gray matter, right? Huh? Yeah, Draghi.
Is that Draghi?
Mario Draghi. And at least I hear Lagarde mentioning the phrase fiscal policy. Mm. She's calling on European countries to do more than just rely on her European central bank and low interest rates. There's got to be some kind of fiscal policy, too, but I haven't heard any of the individual countries talk about fiscal policy whatsoever. And I guess you could argue all day long about the tax cuts here in the U.S. that was a pretty big dose of fiscal stimulus on top of the monetary, the accommodative monetary policy. It's pretty hard to say that it hasn't worked for the U.S. because we were, you know, we were dragging. And we were kind of grinding to a halt with the economy. I still say that they need some imaginative thinkers over there in Europe. And meanwhile, you've still got France blowing up. They're totally, you know, nobody's working today. The infrastructure is shut down. That continues to go on over in France. Well, here's the good news. No radiation threats from 5G. Okay, I was worried about, you know, you hear all these stories about holding a cell phone up to your head will give you brain cancer and this and that. Well, the FCC has studied over the last 5 years, 6 years, reviewing 5G, no radiation threat. So 5G away to your heart's content when it gets here. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. You know, I always like to look underneath the surface of the market. On the surface, it looks really hot, red hot, up 200, almost 300 points on the Dow. But as I look underneath the surface at individual stocks, well, I've looked at about 50 or so far here this morning. I'm not seeing as much strength as you would think. Okay, I haven't got to a lot of the big leaders, but I'm thinking maybe there's just a few stocks here that are kind of really driving this, maybe one or two big stocks that make up the indexes, because underneath the breadth of the market doesn't look, it's not jumping off the page. I mean, it's okay, but I'm not seeing stocks breaking out all over the place. So, yeah, stay tuned during the day. I'll be on Twitter all day. I'm on StockTwits, at Bill Gunderson. Anything that catches my eye, I send it out there. And, of course, at the end of the day, if you go to my app, beststocksnowapp.com, you can see all the tweets I sent out during the day. Oh, usually there's about five or six, so I'm pretty particular. Okay, what are the odds you get into an Uber, all right? You know, I've had some pretty sketchy drivers, to be honest with you, that have taken me down back alleyways and gotten lost and things like this. In its first comprehensive safety report, Uber reported 3,045 sexual assaults across rides in 2018. Now, you got to remember, this is out of 1.3 billion rides. But still, I mean, look, 3,045 sexual assaults, 9 people murdered, and 58 people killed in crashes. I think I'll walk, okay? The number of incidents represents a fraction of Uber's 1.3 billion rides. But still, that's I think they could do a little bit better there. And that, I guess it was down from the prior year. They're getting it a little bit better. They're going to do a little bit better background checks on some of these Uber drivers. Here's good news for Tesla. Their Model 3 has been included on a list of vehicles eligible for subsidies published by the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. Now, that's in China. They're going to give you a subsidy. That means buyers will get a subsidy from the Chinese government. I don't know, 25,000 won, which equals $3,550 from the government, a potential boon for the automakers that prepares to start selling vehicles from its Shanghai car plant. And I've seen some pretty lofty target prices out there on Tesla recently. I saw a $500 target price not too
Morgan
long
Stanley.
Ago.
Right, yep, there, Morgan Stanley.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That's the next story. Morgan Stanley's bull case. They're the ones that always have a bull case and a bear case, and there's about 1,000 points in between. Noting the newly unveiled Cybertruck and a more optimistic scenario for China, analyst Adam Jonas raises his bull case price target on Tesla to 500 from 440, which would represent 50% upside from today's price. We are prepared for a potential surge in sentiment in the first half of 2020, but we question the sustainability. I guess that's my issue. But, yeah, I mean, if the analysts are right, they're expected to produce their first profitable year next year of $5.55 per share. They're expected to lose 63 cents per share this year in 2019. In the meantime, sales have been rising, and they are up and running now with their Shanghai plant to sell Teslas over in China. HSBC is putting out a sell. You don't see this very often, a sell recommendation on Facebook. Actually, they say reduce. So if you own any, reduce it. The concern is huge regulatory overhang and a growing number of policymakers and regulators determined to take decisive action against Facebook. They say the stock has the potential to go 40 the risk is worth about 40% of current valuation, it says. It sets its price target to 178, implying 11% downside. Now, this is way outside of, you know, there's always some outliers on the upside and on the downside. This past week, we saw several bullish reports on Facebook. Now, over the years, you own a stock, there's a lot of risk. This risk comes in every shape, size, fashion, circumstance. Here's one. Iconics brand is down 11% after their former execs were indicted. That's never good news when you wake up and you own a stock and the execs are being indicted. That stock is getting hit pretty hard. It's down to $1.10. May not survive this. Now, here's one I agree with. Credit Suisse, confident on Chipotle. Credit Suisse maintains an outperform rate. You know, Chipotle stock has had a good week. Oh, yeah. ZMG, let's see if it's following through at all today. Yeah, sure. I mean, it got down. Do you remember it was just a few weeks ago, somebody downgraded it. Mm. And we actually had a client that bailed on the stock.
Insistent on liquidating it, yeah.
And the stock's up about 100 points from right. that time. It just goes along with the saying, you cannot react. I mean, earlier this week on Monday, there was the downgrade of Roku by Morgan Stanley, and it crushed the stock for a day. And then a couple days later, Needham came out with an upgrade of Roku. So you just have to take a look at those five-year target prices and
look down the road.
It's a
beautiful chart, Chipotle. Yeah,
that's an
excellent
chart.
Bounced right off the 200-day moving average.
Yeah,
back over
and
the
50. Just, that's exactly right. We'll get back through the 50. It's at 823. Resistance will it'll run into resistance at 857. It needs to get through there. It's bumped its head. It bumped its head in August. It bumped its head in September. It bumped its head in October. Then it finally said, oh, boy, we got to take a big breather here. Try this again. Went clear back to the 200-day moving average. And now it's rocketing higher, taking another run at that 857. Let's see if it can take it out this time. I have a five-year target price of 1600. So this little 857 resistance level really is meaningless to me. Looking down the road, Credit Suisse gives it a price target of 930, and the stock is currently at 820. You know, it's got a cult following, doggone it. What can you say? It's the same as Lululemon. How many retail stores, women's retail stores, are flourishing out there? I can really name one. I can name them on one hand, Lululemon. And how many restaurant stocks are really flourishing out there? Well, you know, the only one I know of is Chipotle. It's because they each have developed a cult following, and their earnings continue to grow. Okay, Paul, good to hear from you. We'll talk to Barry in the second half. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy.
Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, with the Dow still up 1%. It's hanging right there, 1%. It's up 276 points at the moment. The S&P is up 27. That's 0.9%. And the NASDAQ is up 77. That's 0.9%. Pretty good jobs report today, Barry. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah, that was
blowout numbers.
That's definitely a good one.
That's a good one, and it's as we watch politics go back and forth between now and next November, it's not what the Democrats want to see. That's for sure. Is these powerful jobs reports, because we know how important the economy is. as it relates to the election. Okay, there's news on a couple of our stocks. We just mentioned Chipotle. I still love that stock, and we continue to own it, and I like the chart in it. But I want to mention the Trade Desk. Okay, I had never heard of a stock named the Trade Desk. And I thought when I first saw the name, it must have something to do with an options trading house or a brokerage clearing house or whatever. But no, they sell digital marketing. TTD is a self-service platform for ad buyers to purchase and manage data-driven digital advertising campaigns. Now, I grew up in the advertising industry. My father was in the billboard industry. That was then, and this is now. Now it's a digital advertising world where ads can be targeted, ads can be really fine-tuned to reach the audience you're looking for. And you've got, what, 5-6 billion computer screens or something like that across the world with some very important space for the eyeballs. And the Trade Desk, you know, I just thought started showing up. It went public in 2016. I put it in my portfolio at the beginning of the year. The stock is up 129%, something like that. So far this year, it's been our biggest winner, I think, from, no, not quite. Shopify's bigger.
Yeah, it is.
But from a percentage point of view, it's been a big winner. And I've cut it back a couple times because it got to be such a large position. Well, you still got people coming in. Needham upgrades the Trade Desk from hold to buy, and they put out a $325 target. The symbol is TTD, and the stock is trading at 250 right now. So if they're right,
yeah, that's a big move.
That's a big move still that they think. I think I'll hold on for now.
Up over 5% today.
Yep. The firm cites the supportive near-term ad spend outlook and growth opportunities as tech giants Amazon, Facebook, and Google face regulatory scrutiny. So, you know what? It's almost like you've got to have digital advertising, digital campaigns in today's world. Another one of our stocks, Goldman Sachs, is talking about today, Nike. That's an interesting story on Nike. We own Nike in the dividend and growth portfolio because Nike continues to grow their earnings by 9% per year over the last 5 years. And in addition to that, they have a dividend yield of 1%. Okay, here's the old story. Do you want to buy the 8% dividend with no earnings growth, or do you want to buy the 1% dividend with almost double-digit earnings growth? The interesting fact about Nike is one of the best stocks I've ever owned has been ServiceNow. It's kind of cooled off recently, but it was on a tear. For a couple of years. And the CEO, very strange, ServiceNow is a tech company, software as a service type of company. He left ServiceNow to become the CEO of Nike, which seems like a really strange move, but apparently Nike wants to become more of a tech stock with all these athletes and their helmets and their shoes and measuring performance and their body heat and hot spots and muscles across their bodies, whatever.
Analytics,
exactly. Moneyball, right? And Nike is now breaking out today to a new all-time high, $96.91. Now, I don't own it in our growth portfolio. It's not one of the great growth stocks of today, but 9% growth's not bad, and you throw in a 1% dividend yield, and you should have the chance for some pretty good total return. So far this year, Nike, which we own in the buy and hold dividend portfolio, up 27% so far this year, the portfolio, and Nike's up 27.5%, almost 30 now.
Yep.
Hey, this is Jay Farmer.
with today's move. So anyways, Nike, it goes on to Goldman Sachs conviction list with a buy rating. And we continue to own Nike. One that I pulled the plug on earlier this year was Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty had some issues. You know, that was one. In the first half of the show, Barry, I was talking about, where's that music coming from? I hear some music somewhere. Anyways, in the first half of the show, we were talking about the only retail stock that I can think of, women's retail stock that is really just continuing to track, is Lululemon. I mean, there's really not another one like it.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
It's amazing. Now, Ulta was in that category. But earlier this year, Ulta had a nightmare of a quarter. And I could just tell from the tone of the conference call and what the CEO was saying, it wasn't like a one-off. It was like, you know, things have really changed here at Ulta. And everybody always wondered how Ulta continued to stay alive with Amazon breathing down their neck constantly. Ulta operates 1,174 beauty stores in 50 states offering hair care, cosmetics, and salon services. Well, Ulta has just been floundering. Finally, they had a nice beat in earnings yesterday, and the stock is up 11.8%. Is Ulta back? Well, it's too soon to say that, but it was a former high flyer that has kind of fallen on hard times. And, there, you know, Lululemon will have its day eventually when it's not as popular or loses its popularity or, you know, Amazon starts selling yoga pants online that are better than Lululemon, whatever. So we continue to watch it. But those two stocks were great. One remains great. The other one has really struggled, Ulta. Cloudera. Now, this one has been showing up on my Best Stocks Now app, CLDR. I just sent out a little tweet on the stock. This is one of the best breakouts in the market today. They are a software company, probably something to do with the cloud. They report earnings that were better than expected, and they also lifted their revenue forecast, and that stock's having a good day. Now, when we come back, we'll do the featured stock of the day. Barry and I are collaborating today on the newsletter. I don't know what my featured story, I mean, I put something up there just as a kind of a space taker for now. I don't know what the featured story will be. Last week, we featured Alibaba. And the move.
Now we got the jobs in for us.
Yeah, that's definitely a potential jobs would be a potential headline for this week's newsletter. I'll be updating all of the model portfolios. We're very proud of what we've achieved this year in the market. We got 3 weeks to go. Keep your fingers crossed. I'll be updating my target price. You know, we'll get new numbers this week from the analysts out there. They were off last week with Thanksgiving. And I had some people write, say, hey, you didn't change your target price for the S&P 500 this week. Well, you know, us analysts, we take a few days off from time to time, and last Friday was pretty much a holiday. So we'll have some new numbers out today for the S&P 500 target price going forward. That's critical because the market trades on not only earnings, but earnings expectations. And Barry does... helps me do technical analysis of all the major asset classes from gold to Bitcoin, right? And yeah, everything in between. From gold to Bitcoin, yeah. And I mean, it's if you're not getting the newsletter on a weekly basis, I don't know where you're going to get a more comprehensive look from a couple of guys that are up to their eyeballs in the market on a daily basis. You go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Okay, we'll be right back with the featured stock of the day. It's kind of a surprising one.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, there's something going on in big pharma. You know, a lot of these big, large conglomerates, pharmaceutical companies, they haven't had much in the way of new drugs coming out of their pipelines for a long time. But all of a sudden, I've seen about three or four of these large pharmaceutical companies. You know, what they've been doing is they've been picking off and buying some of the more promising biotechs and putting them in their own pipeline. I've seen this with AstraZeneca, which we featured a few times. AstraZeneca's got a big fat pipeline now of very promising drugs. Novartis had their research and development day in London yesterday, and they detailed their development efforts. They have 25 plus potential blockbusters in development, 16 advanced platform therapies, and 160 projects in the clinic with 500 plus clinical trials. You know, I mean, look, it is a game of numbers. The more candidates you have and the more prospects that you have in the pipeline, the bigger the chances are of hitting something. Well, I've mentioned AstraZeneca. I mentioned Novartis, but the one I want to feature today is another big name that all of a sudden is behaving like, wow, what's in the pipeline? This is one of the strongest charts in the entire market right now. And you're never going to guess what drug stock it is, but it's Bristol-Myers Squibb. BMY. I look at a one-year chart of that stock. It woke up with a vengeance in late September and has just taken off since then. And it's still cheap. P.E. ratio of 14 right now.
Yeah.
Dividend yield of 2.8%. Not too bad. They're expecting 9% growth in earnings this year and 45% growth in earnings next year. Which, you know, I mean, you got to say, what's going on at Bristol-Myers Squibb? In addition to this, the app is certainly picking up on it. The Best Stocks Now app now ranks at number 132 out of 5,423. A year ago, it was, I mean, it's been up around 1,100, 1,200, 1,500, 2,300. Then it started moving about a month ago out of the, you know, the mid-level ranking drudge, and it's moving up into the top echelon now of all stocks. In fact, I sent out a tweet not too long ago. I said, momentum large cap of the day, Bristol-Myers, number 227 rank overall, momentum grade of A, no current position. Well, let's just take a look here at the momentum that this stock is building. It currently has a momentum grade of A. It's up 25% in the last 3 months. The market's up 4.8%. That gives it a momentum grade of A. Now, if you're going to factor in the long term, like the last 5 years and the last 10 years, it's been a pretty stodgy, a soggy stock. But all of a sudden, you know, there's something filling up that pipeline. In addition to this, when I do my 5-year valuation on the stock, all of a sudden, I'm seeing analysts expecting 15% per year growth over the next 5 years. That's pretty good for a $100 billion company to grow 15% a year. If they can do that, and if they can maintain just a reasonable P.E., in fact, with the stock trading at forward P.E. on this stock, Barry, is 9.4. 9.4. So that, yeah, with the growth rate of 15, that puts the peg at 0.62.
Yeah.
You know, all those articles that we're writing, put that one in the queue, too. Yeah,
this one's in the queue.
I picked this one up earlier this week, you know, in my observations. As I go through my charts every single day, when something, you know, I haven't, for years I've just passed right over Bristol-Myers. It's been just a so-so. A very dull performer. But all of a sudden, I think they're doing the same thing that the other big companies are doing. They're stocking their pipeline with literally hundreds and hundreds of small biotechs out there working. I'm sure they've got their antennas out, their radar out for anything that's promising. And, you know, they're loaded with cash. They're big. They can come along and buy something that looks... They can pick something that might have a higher probability than just starting up a lab with test tubes and scientists starting on something brand new. They can look for things that are in phase two, even phase three, and pick some of these guys off. And I'm sure these guys are happy to sell and have a partner like Bristol-Myers. So I'm going to make Bristol-Myers BMY my featured stock of the day. It's number 132 out of 5,423. Well, I've got a newsletter to write. The Dow's up 309. Barry's got a newsletter to write. We collaborate on it. We send it out tomorrow morning. You'll have it in your inbox. We give 4 weeks of the full Monty, the whole enchilada, where you get to see everything I own in my portfolios and how well they've done this year. And everything else that comes with an in-depth look at the market on a weekly basis. In addition to this, we now have a satellite office in Sarasota and a satellite office in Minneapolis. And we're setting up the website so that you can just click on those and request an appointment with us. And we're real happy to have those. I've been wanting to do this for a long, long time. Finally got the manpower to handle it. So if you'd like to meet with us face-to-face in Sarasota or Minnesota. Now, if you're anywhere else in the country or the world, we do 90% of our business and you know, interviews and whatnot over the telephone or via email. And, of course, Barry's a CFA. He's also a planner. Our bond fund continues to grow for those of you who can't stomach the volatility of the market. So anyways, we've got you covered on the volatility scale, and Barry can also put together a plan. Why would you use anybody else? It's beyond me. Gunderson Capital, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.